nice enough to join us now. Hall of Famer Jerry Hollendorfer, Unique Bella's conditioner. He'll also have Constellation. She's pointing for the Philly and Mare Sprint as well. Jerry, it's Anthony Stabile here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for a few minutes today.
Thank you very much.
Jerry, in a season where a lot of trainers are bringing their horses into the Breeders' Cup without a prep, you obviously did not do that with Unique Bella after missing a chunk of time this summer, the whole summer, in fact. She came back in the L.A. Woman. Your thoughts on her return race?
I thought it was a very good race. She broke a little tardy. But we've been working on that. As a matter of fact, she worked from the gate today, 47 and 2, and broke straight in 2. So, after breaking a little tardy, she settled nicely for Mike Smith and then ran down the lane very well and beat her competition there.
Go back to the springtime, Jerry. She comes into late winter in fine fettle, rattles off 3 in a row. And then she goes to the sidelines, unfortunately, for Team Hollendorfer. The second time in 2 years, you have the top three-year-old filly early on in the season go to the sidelines. Just a complete coincidence, case of bad luck. Talk a little bit about what sent her to the sidelines.
Well, you know, our athletes have problems, and horse athletes do too. So, as long as we didn't have a devastating injury with Songbird and a devastating injury with Unique Bella, then we were happy to give them the time and get over what was bothering them and bring them back. Songbird came back very successfully, and it looks as though Unique Bella has a chance to do the same.
When you set your sights on bringing her back in the fall, I'm going to make an assumption that the Breeders' Cup was obviously the target. Did you let her dictate how you'd bring her back and for what race, or did you make a conscious effort to prepare her for the Philly and Mare Sprint as opposed to running her in the distaff?
Well, what we decided was when we started training her again is that we would only have enough time to get ready and enough to be in the Philly and Mare Sprint. So fortunately for us, we have a horse that can run short and long, which is the best kind of horse to have. So, we never did think that we would have enough foundation in her to run her in the distaff. So we did kind of look at things in that way from the very beginning when we brought her back training her.
You didn't have to make the decision, but, again, in a year where we're seeing a lot of trainers running their horses off considerable layoffs, 8, 9, 10, some as long as 11, Finest City, the defending champ in this race, she hasn't run since July 8th, so you're looking at a few days shy of 4 months. Obviously,
everybody deals with what they have, and they deal with it in the way that they think is best. So, my colleagues may have a little different way of doing things, but I certainly wouldn't criticize them for that. If my friend John Sadler is running in the distaff and he decided to skip the Zenyatta and prepare his horse that works. I think that's a fine way to do things if the end result is that you get what you were looking for.
Was the L.A. Woman imperative to get to, or would you have thought about running Unique Bella right into the Breeders' Cup off the layoff?
I would have been very hesitant to do that.
Okay. All right, well, not only do you have Unique Bella in this race, but at last report, Constellation heading there as well. Talk a little bit about her.
Well, I don't have Constellation anymore. Bob Baffert is training that horse. So,
I apologize.
I don't have her. She worked 7 furlongs, yesterday, and worked fairly well. So if anybody can get a horse ready, I think that Bob could have her ready for that. But she was a steady performer when she was in my barn.
You have anybody you really fear in here? I know you. I know they're all they're all nice fillies and stuff. But do you feel like your fillies at the top of her when she's at the top of her game? She's better than any of these.
I don't know. You know, I think all the guys would answer that question with mutual respect for everybody that's going in the race. You know, there are two fillies back east that are kind of prominent and have been beating each other all year. And then, you know, we have great confidence in our filly. So we say enter them up and run them and see who can win.
Before we let you go, Jerry, not just the filly and mare sprint, but you'll be busy on Friday. It Tis Well has done very well in a contentious as can be 3-year-old filly division this year. Got her grade one in a big way last time in the Cotillion. A little bit of the narrative, 3-year-olds against the older in here. How's she doing coming into the distaff?
You know, she's doing great. She had a good work today with Drayden Van Dyke up, and very pleased. We worked her in company, and she did very well. And so the belief in our barn is that if you have a 3-year-old that's good and they're going to make the transition, then they have to start making the transition now. And so it is tougher to go against the older, but we have a horse that's doing very well right now.
2 years in a row, you are a major player in the filly and mare races on the Breeders' Cup weekend. Boy, the distaffs these back-to-back years, they've featured some sensational fillies, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, Jerry, thanks for a few minutes today. We'll let you get back to it. Best of luck with both Unique Bella in the filly and mare sprint, and, of course, It Tis Well in the Breeders' Cup distaff. We'll talk to you down the line, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you.